Simen Reish Nun Tes, Seif Beis. So we'll carry on Seif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch is talking on more cases that a person does Atmane, that he's allowed to do the Dovah She'enu Meisif Hevel and Erev Shabbos, but he's doing the Atmane with things that could be Mukze. So how he will move them in Shabbos when he wants to get to his pot, to his food. The Shulchan Aruch says in Seif Beis, Anoisnim Avonim Velevenim Soviv Akdeiro. He puts stones or bricks around the pot, the dish. Tzorich sheyachdom lekach le'olam. That he's meyached that these stones will be for Atmana forever. The Bir Halacha says, it's not enough once or twice. Even if you use it once or twice, it's not enough. He has meyached it le'olam. Sharikos man shelo yichdom, einem chashuvim lo'y. Umashlichom. After Shabbos, he will throw them away, but he doesn't need them anymore. Hilkach osu letaltelom, im lo'y sheyatzniyom. That he puts it safely in a place, or umiyachdom lekach, or if he puts it forever. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Seif Kof Niyud. Lekach lo oilam ayinu shiyachdom erev Shabbos le'admin b'em tomit. Telavochi also lemochel etazel mishum mukze. Chenaitzim ayimdim la'asoke. Yizor milistom em piyatanu b'erev Shabbos. Telavochi also lemochel etazel mishabbos mishum mukze. Umashlichom ayinu le'achar shenishtamash madarach la'ashlichom lachutz. Shein aleim shem kli ve'einem chashuvim. ועל כן הם בכלל מוקצד או נמקצד דייתם מהם. ועבונים הלווינים המונוחים על גבי הקיר אותו מיד, that people put there forever, שורים לטלטלינות ומיוחדים לתשמיש. סעיף ג' הטיימן בקופו מלא גזי צמר. Person makes the atmana with גזי צמר או מוחים. Now we learned in סעיף א', that when the משמור says, היינו איסם שאוקצו לסחוירו עם גזי צמר או סתם מוחים, שאוסו לטלטלם. So he put a pot and he covered it with מוחים. והוציא הקדירו, we said he left it on the top that he could move the cover, he's allowed to take it out in Shabbos. Kol zman shel nisgad kilo aguma, yochel leachziro. Kol zman that the gumo was not niskalkel, the place that it was, he's allowed to put it back in Shabbos. Because we know if a person was mat in Be'erev Shabbos, he's allowed to put it back in Shabbos in the same place. There's no isur atzmone bechazoro if it was already mutman Be'erev Shabbos. Vim niskalkelo lo yachzireno. But if the gumo got broken, that the gizim fell into the place, and now he has to move it, he's not allowed to put it back. Why is he not allowed to put it back? So see the Mishnah Berurah. She'osu letalt ayinu oisim shehukzu, yochel leachziro dechazor muto b'shabbos v'dovah shenu moisif hevel. Ve'im niskalkelo shenoflo hagizim shemikan umekan lemokom moishav hakdeiro, ve'lekach leachzireno lefi shemazis hagizim kshu mukze. Now when he wants to put it back, he has to move the gizim, and he's moving mukze. It's a tiltel min atzad, sharatzir is mitzayin amogin avrom b'sham teisves. The teisves says he has to move it ono ve'ono till he makes it a new place. So what? But it's tiltel min atzad. He's moving it with the pot. The answer is because he has to move it so much, zog the mogin avrom b'sham teisves, we chosh it that he will move it with his hands. Ve'afru lekatchil le'yochel lo'itzir al das le'achzirim le'tiskalkel. And he's allowed to take it out, al das to put it back if it will not be niskalkel. We're not choshesh ve'lechashir shem yachzirenu afim tiskalkel. This is the first sheet. The Yeshua Imrim, that this halacha is not only bedvorim that are mukze, afilu tomal bedovar shemutar letalter, im niskalkel lo aguma lo yachzir. He's not allowed to put it back. Why? Nishet itztorich hakdeiro la'asas la'atzor mokim kshemachziro, ve'nimtzek mishetemen b'shabes. It's like atzmon lekatchila b'shabes. And this is a very big chiddush. Because we learned in Reish Nun Zayin Seif Dalet, that if it was Tomun Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back in Shabbos. You're allowed to make Atmana Bechazor in Shabbos. So why if Niskalkel HaGumo, you're allowed to even, not only to put it back to what it was, we learned you're allowed to switch the blanket, from a thin blanket to a big blanket, a different blanket. So why here it's also? Me'achorinim shtol on it? I don't have a clear answer. Small little ore for the Lomdim that are with us. A little ore. The first part of the aloha was, that if it was with Tomun Erev Shabbos with a Mukta, and you took it out, you're allowed to put it back. Because we learn in Reish Nun Zayin Seif Dalet, there is no Isur Chazor HaBe'atmona. Only in Niskalkel HaGumo we have a Shaila. How this person took out the pot? So we learn in Seif Aleph that the top was not covered completely. If the top was not covered completely, Lefi, the sheet is that Atmona B'miktsas is Mutar, Lechure, it was never Tomun. See right, the Shulchan Aruch holds that Atmona B'miktsas Shmo Atmona. So I don't have an aura on the Shulchan Aruch, why the Shulchan Aruch has to come to the Chiddush that you're allowed to put it back. But why the Mishnah Berurah is not Me'orer that L'chura we're talking about Atmana B'miktsas? And anyway you're allowed to put it back, because you're not doing Atmana B'kuloi. L'chore is a shtickle mashmoyes like Rabbi Shmuel Auerbach said, if it's covered from all different sides, only one little hole that from there you could touch the pot, this doesn't make it that it's not called the Atmanah Gemura. Seif Dalet. Tomen b'dobor she'ein enital. The whole round around of the pot is dobor she'ein enital. V'kiso pia b'dobor amnital. So megale akisui that he could take because it's dobor amnital. V'eiches b'kdei romoitzir. And then he pulls out the pot. This word. But if Tomer bedavar amnital and kisa paner bedavar she'en amnital, then it's much easier. Mefanes sfir v'yisrael, and he picks up the pot, because it's not busted like we learned in Sif Aleph, because the tzemer is to protect the dish, not the other way around. V'achakach menayir es akdeiro. V'adavar she'en amnital, lo femeiro, it's not called busted, because the tzemer is to warm the pot, not the pot to hold the tzemer. So what is the case of the Shulchan Aruch? He's allowed to take off the cover because it's dovor amnital. And then he picks up the pot. What is the chiddush that he does it? L'chue, some achronim wanted to say that we're talking in a case that he really can't touch the pot without moving the mukta kila acharya. I'm not sure what is the chiddush here of Seif Dalet. Seif Hei. Toman v'chisa b'dovor she'en amnital. Im mikta sakdei ramigulo noitelu machzik like we're in b'til tovud atzat. But if not, he can't take it away. There's no way to take it. And the Achronim asked, why not? Shitas HaMishneh Brura himself. And Simen. Later in Simen Shinches, and Shin Yudches, that Tiltum in Atzad, B'dobor Muktzimach Masgufo, you could push with your elbows, you could push Kilachar Yad. You're allowed to move. Muktzimach Masgufo B'Tiltum in Atzad. Not tilted in a tzad, I mean by a pot. This is for sure muto. Tilted kilachar yad, you're allowed to push it with a stick, you're allowed to push it with a fork. So how does Shulchan Aruch says that if everything is covered, there's no way to take out the pot? Push it with a stick. Why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention the Tidush is that to push with a stick, it's also called tiltul. Only tiltul in a tzad, when you pick up a pot and it falls, then it's muto. So I can hear that here everything is covered, there's no way to start to pick it up. But if tilta al deida varacher, this is the nusach, tilta al deida varacher is also called tilta min hatzad, so make a tilta al deida varacher. Yontav shechal, sivov, yontav shechal yez v'erev Shabbos, yesh misha oyser lehat min ba'avoni mishum da'avik mebinyan, v'yesh matiri. Look at mishne brurah lehat min ba'avoni, ma'ayinu afilu im yichdom lekach min ba'idiyo, im delesu mu mukta like we're in Seif Beis, but the problem is binyan, the asidur ha'avoni ma'avik mebinyan. And even the Mishneh Berurah himself and Shintas Vav Seif Aleph says Mechitas Arai is Muter, but with Avonim, it's Masman and Mishneh Berurah and Sof Simon Shin Yud Beis, that it's also. The Yesh Matirim, Simon the Mishum Kovit Shabbos Legosu. But like the Mishneh Berurah, even the Yesh Matirim, in Efshon Adni, the Anacher, not to do it. I'm Billy Rabbe, Shaminik Yesh Matirim. So the Achroinim asked, what do you mean Aminikim Yesh Matirim? You told me that even the Matirim say if you have something else, not to do it. So when it became a minik, with so much people that had a minik that didn't have nothing else what to do, they didn't have a different brere, a different echetimtze. Some achroini mashmad, and Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashmad, he passes like the yeshmatirim lekatchile. Again, a little la'oreh for the lomdim, we learn in Seif Beis that if you want to move the avonim, miyachad them before Shabbos, forever. Now you're telling me that you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos, because if you build them in Yontef, you bain them in Yontef. But even so, when you want to take out the path, is before that you're allowed to move the stones. So we see one of these things that are called Mechzik Boine, but there's no Mechzik Soiser to break them in Shabbos. Seif Zayin. Tanu Shemanichim Boyachamim, a person has a big oven, the old days oven, that you put the food inside, and you close it, V'soizmim Pi V'daf, they put like a piece of wood on the Pesach of the oven, V'shorikim Oyser Betit, and they put a little bit of cement around it. Mutar Lister Oyser Stima Kedei Lohitzi Achamim V'lachzo V'lisosmoy. The first chiddush is there's no seiser in Shabbos. Shittas HaMechaber, that's not called seiser in Shabbos. Second chiddush, you're allowed to close it back. And not only that it's not called boineh, but also meant for sure. You're not allowed to put back the piece of wood, and it's not called boineh, but this is not the main chiddush. The main chiddush is that even though when you close it, could be or be coals inside, that now that you're closing it, it'll be less ear, and they will choke, and they will blow off. You don't have to be choshesh that they're there. But if you know, Im yesh begicholim loichashoyz, only then it's only mutar al de'ena Yehudi. But with a yid it's also, because it's a psik reisha. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. Mutar lister she'ein ze bichlal stiras binin afilu mid rabbonon. Kevin she'le nase le'kiyum klal. V'lachzor v'sosim, inim bifnei atzmoi. Sharatin speaks that the ikir chiddush is not that it's not called boine. Why doesn't have to be choishes? Why doesn't have to be choishes? This is the stomach. Even though we learned in Siman Shintas Vav that if it's a suffix, if it's flies inside a dish, it's called suffix secretion, and it's a suffix if you're allowed to close it or not, because the Moshe, you have a chavis, and if it's flies inside, bees inside, if you're closing it, you'd say that. You're not so sure if it's flies inside or not. If there are deer, for sure they'll be trapped in. It's called suffix secretion, and here, Mr. Buren Sifkotten later will say that if Sifkotten Chavalef, if it's for sure Gecholim Leichashois secretion from Kibui. So why here Misofik you're allowed to close it? Maybe it's Gecholim inside. You have to see that the Roiv was that Mistama is no Gecholim here. Mutor al Yedei Einu Yehudi, aber the Israel also listen. The Mechabe Gecholim, Avishin Miskaven Lekach, also Mishum secretion. Aval Be'amir Elein Yehudi Leikabdil in Kulehari, Kmashikos of Sesim Reshun Gimel. So also secretion Leinichalei. If you legamri, I feel like the Israel show the ain't a mechabe for sure. It's not a psikreishe. Because of Magen Avraham, the dafkei shemanichoi harbe patuach, then the yid is allowed to do it. Avol imanichoi rak meat patuach, yesh leser mishum mavir. The teva aruach, the teva of the wind is, if it's a little crack, it comes and blows very strong. Lius mafiach derech nekav kotten, v'domi lemapuach. You hear like a whistle sometimes. Umavir yoyser atanu fakert. It makes the tanu to blow up. Kilo yepasuach legamri. קוסו לי רבד במוקי מתחק מותר ישראל ליסטם מתנו אפילו ביש גחלם לא יחשש בשעת הדחק you allow even a Israel is allowed to close it and even when it's גחלם לא יחשש כי יש ליסטם חדש אותו משדס אין שמייקל וסביר לי דלויה בפסיקרישה שיחוב הגחולים על די הסימה but if it's not גחולים it's ממש open fire ואם אש בויר בתאיכו אף לתום השדש אין עושו להסתימה גוירם לאש שייכבה. מהר? ודע, תקוז אל אין סתימה סתנו, אבל אין פסיכה סתנו, לכולה על מאוסר עד ישראל מדוע שיש גחולים לא יחשויס, אפילו אין איש שורג בתית, דהרוח מעביר עשה גחולים. So לפי דעה, we have to read the שולחן אורך like this. תנו שמניח בי החמים, a oven, the old days, and has inside food. וסויס מפי בדעת, וסורג עם איזה בתית, אז נו, אז סויס, you're allowed to open it. מותר לסתר או יסוי. מסתימה, כדי להוציא החמים. And you're allowed to close it, and there's no mechabe. ואם יש בגחולים לא יחשויס, מותר על ידי יהודי, side the opening and side the closing. And again we say, but I'm not מחויב to be חוישש, maybe it's גחולים, גחולים בו ירויס inside. We'll stop here.